Research conducted by Cornell University is helping improve the effectiveness of next-generation sequencing in identifying emerging swine viruses. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks Conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
A Swine Health Information Center-funded study conducted by Cornell University has resulted in the development of an alternative method for enriching viral sequencing in swine biological samples when conventional enrichment methods are not feasible. Dr. Lisa Becton, the associate director of the Swine Health Information Center, says by removing host and bacterial genetic material from samples submitted for diagnostic testing, researchers were able to improve the detection sensitivity of next-generation sequencing.
Next-generation sequencing, or NGS, really helps to broadly detect new and emerging diseases, but it can be limited by samples that have low viral load. It can also be high cost and has decreased sensitivity due to host and non-target genetic sequences in a sample. And so it's important to be able to identify technologies that can increase the sensitivity to be able to detect true swine pathogens in submitted samples. This new alternative enrichment protocol can reduce the time for results because in the process, material to be evaluated is directly extracted from nucleic acids and can be used for additional metagenomic sequencing. So it speeds up the time to really dig into the genetics of the viruses identified and speed up the process. In addition, it can increase the ability to detect DNA viruses, and the cost is variable around or a little bit more than $31 per sample. The test could detect a lot of DNA viruses, but there is a desire to increase the detection of RNA viruses such as PRRS and Seneca A virus and detect those more efficiently, as well as continuing to look at how to make the sample and the test more cost-effective.
Full details of the Cornell University study can be accessed through the Swine Health Information Center's May e-newsletter at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.